Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Once again, it's Gerald Glassford coming right back at you here from Lakers Fast Break. Pop Culture Cosmos, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, and Game Source. We truly appreciate everyone out there listening to all of our great shows. And if you can, please give us that 5-star review. Just like you want a car, a brand new car, wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, if you could like, share, subscribe, follow, or do whatever it is that you can to support us right here at the Lakers Fast Break. Pop Culture Cosmos, where we cover the latest news and trends in pop culture each and every day. Right there for you, Pop Culture Cosmos on Facebook, plus twice a week, wherever you get your podcasts, and worldwide on radio stations, wherever you can get them. Also as well, Lakerholics.com. Go ahead and check out Joe Soro, a.k.a. Ox1947, today. And if you want your lawn transformed into something much more magical than it is today, and you live in the Southern California area, please go ahead and check out Simblades. Simblades with a Y.com. Our good friends, Lakerholics.com, Laker Tom, the number one Lakers blogger, and Jamie Sweet. Go ahead and check out what they're arguing about today at Lakerholics.com. And also on Friday mornings, Magic Man in the Morning. And catch it this week, right on Fridays at 7:30 a.m. Pacific Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, right there for you at the Lakers Fast Break. But it is that magical time again. It is Do You Know Your Lakers Trivia? And we bring back two great contestants on this show. Our reigning champion, L. Rob. Unfortunately, we could not get him on the show today to defend his crown. But he will be coming back, I'm assuming, at some point in time to defend his crown. Because I know he enjoyed his first time around right here at Do You Know Your Lakers Trivia. But here today are two great contestants. And before we go into any more detail and introductions, I want to make sure if you out there, who's ever watching and whoever's listening, wants to be a part of Do You Know Your Lakers Trivia, please go ahead and check out today. Lakers Fast Break, wherever you get your social media, at LakersFastBreak@yahoo.com. Send me a line and I will get you on the next edition of Do You Know Your Lakers Trivia. But here today are two contestants as the studio audience is already lining up. Zangerstein, got to give you props for your awesome, awesome analysis of Rui Hachimura on last night's show. Just truly appreciate everything that you bring right here. Zangerstein says, hey guys, not sure if I could say this for the trivia since I'm outside, but definitely DL this on the pod. Absolutely. Appreciate everything that you do for us, Zangerstein. I told you I would give you props. I did on the comments for last night's show, and absolutely just to truly appreciate everything that you do for us. But here now are contestants for today's trivia show. It is a good man indeed. You got to go ahead and check out what he's doing today at Sinblades, Sinblades with a Y.com and Ox1947. It is Joe Soro. And Joe, are you ready today to answer some Lakers trivia?
Yes, I am ready.
You sound so ready.
Yes, I'm ready, beyond ready, ready.
Okay, that monotone voice just absolutely is so you. Just, you know, you're the type of guy that it's even keel. You never get upset. You never rant and rave about anything.
No, I don't, nothing bothers me.
So calm.
And yet nothing excites me either.
So demure, yeah, so calm, just tranquil, you know, when you talk about Joe Soro right there. Yeah, absolutely. Just like your lawns that you go ahead and you transform out there with Simblades, Simblades with the Y.com. And also here today, good man indeed, He's the madman for Toronto. The guy can't get out of Toronto traffic unless it's to answer right questions and beat Joe Soro. It is the magic man in the morning. It is the magic man, Sean Grice. Sean, you have a special shout out to give before we head on to today's trivia program.
Yes, thank you very much, Gerald. I do have to give props and thanks and beyond exceptional generosity from Tom and Terry Wong. I just got their care package today. It's beyond generous. And Tom included a surprise. He didn't tell me that he was putting in a Lakers hat. And it's pretty identical to the one he bought. So I just wanted to let Tom know that your man is wearing his new favorite hat.
Nice. Absolutely. Great indeed. Can you go ahead and pop that into the light real quick? I want to be able to make sure because we don't see the logo on it. No, maybe if you could shine it to the light.
Mm-hmm.
See that right there.
You know,
they'll be able to see it in subsequent shows. Or they could go ahead and pay Tom $50 and they can go and get themselves a hat. He'll send them out.
Incredible.
I hiked up the price just to cover it. Once again, it is Do You Know Your Lakers Trivia. Big shout out to Tom Wong. And please go ahead and support him by going ahead and supporting Lakerholics.com. But guys, enough talk. It is the questions I have for you. There are seven categories for today because L. Rob said, please put it in categorical arrangement, so to speak, to make it easier for him to go ahead and beat you guys. But he's not here, so we're going to go ahead and see if what you guys could do matching up against each other, mano y mano indeed. So, guys, I have for you origins and history, jerseys and numbers, catchy nicknames, alma maters, statistically speaking, trade market, and draft day. And those are the categories that we have. It is 1 point each, winner take all. No bonus round for this time around since we don't have three players. We just have two for now. So that being said, since Joe has had to wait for you to play, I'm going to go ahead and by process of elimination, since we have no ladies here to start off with, ladies first. There can't be a gentleman there. We have Joe instead. Joe, you're going to go ahead first. And which category do you want to start off with first?
I'll take origins and history for 500, Alex.
All right. Origins and history is the first topic of the day. So I want to know from you guys out there for origins and history. The question I have for you, Joe, is which person or people founded the Minneapolis Lakers?
What is Bob Harvey?
Okay. So you get a chance to retort on that that question.
You have a chance to steal it, Sean.
Mm-hmm. So, Sean, which person or people founded the Minneapolis Lakers?
I don't have a good answer for that one.
So I'll give you guys, you guys are both incorrect. I will say that I'm going to give it to you in a multiple choice question because we've got to get this answer correct. So I will give you a choice. A, Bob Short. B, Jerry Buss. C, Ben Berger and Morris Chalfin. D, Jack Kincook and Bruce McNair.
C.
So C, okay, for you.
That's I remember it was two guys. That's all I remember.
Okay. Sean, do you want to counter with anything else?
Yeah, for me, I think Joe's correct, but I'm just going to say Short for some reason.
Yeah, should have a question for each of us so none of us have to say the wrong answer if it's the wrong answer.
You guys have been saying the wrong answer regardless.
Well, it doesn't matter. Sean shouldn't have to pick up an answer that's wrong for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to get a point from you guys. Somehow
don't worry about it. If I don't get a point, I don't get a point.
All right. Well, the answer, you do get a point, is C, Ben Berger and Morris Chalfin. So the category now goes to Sean, with Joe leading 1-0. Already finished origins history. So we have jerseys and numbers, catchy nicknames, alma maters, statistically speaking, trade market, and draft day.
Okay, I'll go with jerseys and numbers.
Jerseys and numbers. Okay, let's see. Let's see what we can do for jerseys and numbers. It's going to make it interesting for you. Okay. The numbers 0 and 00 have been banned from circulation by Los Angeles ownership because they are seen to represent a losing attitude. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say false.
All right. Joe, do you think he's right? I would say the answer is correct because we've had Westbrook and Clarkson
start off. And Orlando Woolridge.
And Orlando Woolridge, yes, way back when. Absolutely.
So and I believe Nick Young.
Can we just forget the Nick Young era?
Who epitomized the zero number better than any Laker ever?
That's why I said, can we just forget the Nick Young era?
Yeah.
So we now have Sean and Joe tied at one apiece. So, Joe, it goes back to you. The categories are catchy nicknames, alma maters, statistically speaking, trade market, and draft day.
I'm going to take statistically speaking for 100, Alex.
All right. Statistically speaking for you for, well, I don't have 100 to give you, so it'll be just for
I'm sorry. Time. I will take statistically speaking for 1 point.
There you go.
Gerald.
Absolutely. All right. Fair enough. That's good. That's good. This Laker really made his shots count, showing his accuracy with the highest career shooting percentage for the team. Was it Dwight Howard, Andrew Bynum, James Worthy, or JaVale McGee?
That's kind of a dumb question. I mean, you're talking about centers. They're not really shooters.
Well, James Worthy is in the center.
He's a big, he's technically a power forward of that era. But I'm going to say B, Andrew Bynum.
Okay. So do you have anything to retort? Any other type of answer, Sean?
Yeah, it was interesting how when you the way you read JaVale McGee, you almost gave the answer away.
So what do you think? He's choosing Andrew Bynum.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Prolific center when he had two knees.
Yes.
When he didn't have two knees, he wasn't as prolific, but he did take a lot of close-in shots.
Yes.
Didn't stray away too much from the free throw line. He had a nice little elbow jumper.
Now you're just talking. So
as a Laker, Dwight Howard, James Worthy, or JaVale McGee.
Oh man, for some reason the 57% is coming into my mind for Andrew Bynum, and I know for sure JaVale McGee shot higher than that. So I'm gonna say JaVale McGee.
The answer is JaVale McGee, who's riding the pine in Dallas right now. So Sean gets that answer correct. So he leads 2-1.
And for the record, what was his percentage? It was over 60%, right?
Yes. And even when he tried to shoot threes, he did that well as a Laker too. He might actually lead them all time in three-point shooting. But he didn't take enough to qualify, so... But I know he was shot over 50%, I believe. You remember during the bubble, he actually at the very end made a three-pointer, I think, at the bubble final.
Yes. That was a very good question because I believe all four of those guys shot over 50%. And I think that the three centers shot well over 55. So, question, Gerald.
Absolutely. You gave the answer away the way you said JaVale McGee.
Well, then why didn't you answer it, JaVale McGee?
I don't know. I just thought I'd go another route.
Yeah, I always do a dramatic long pause for the last
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse.
My last movie that I saw in the theaters was The Last Skywalker. I know, condolences to me.
Wow, man. Nice. I just had talked about that, and I completely forgot that I saw that movie.
Yes.
It doesn't speak great things about it, I suppose.
That's the Pop Culture Cosmo Show.
And the PCC Multiverse.
Catch our shows on Worldwide Radio 7 days a week and wherever you get your podcasts. It is Do You Know Your Lakers Trivia. Thanks so much for watching and listening. It is the Lakers Fast Break. We truly appreciate it. Do You Know Your Lakers Trivia? And if you want to be a contestant on Do You Know Your Lakers Trivia, please go ahead and hit us up, LakersFastBreak@yahoo.com or anywhere Lakers Fast Break is on social media. But the categories for you are catchy nicknames, alma maters, trademark it, and draft day. So what do you have next on the list?
All right. You know what? I feel pretty confident about this, but at the same time, I could be walking into a bear trap. So I'll go with alma maters, Gerald.
Alma maters. Okay. Let's see what we can do on that.
Because this is tough.
This is tough. But you two say you know your Lakers trivia. Mm-hmm. So I give you all the credit in the world for having the bravery and courage to stepping up to the plate. Our audience is loving it as we speak, so we truly appreciate you being a part of this. The Lakers selected two teammates from the Rice University Owls in back-to-back rounds in the 1954 NBA Draft. Which teammates did they choose with the 27th and 36th picks?
Wow, that is so completely random. I just walked into a bear trap.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. So the question for you, my friend.
Rice.
As Search and Destroy is right now. I will say now, the answers are. Here we go.
Okay.
Hold on. I can give you the choice of four.
Okay.
Dick Garmarker and Chuck Mansell. Don Lance and Gene Schwinger. No jokes, Joe. John Patswald and Jim Springer. Because I know there's a joke for you on that one. John Patswald and Jim Springer. Clyde Lovellette and Lou Hitch. So those are your choices.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, Search and Destroy would like to buy a vowel.
You know what? For some reason, I'm just going to say D.
Clyde Lovellette and Lou Hitch. So that's his choice. Clyde Lovellette and Lou Hitch. So your choices, my friend Joe, as you try to guess on your own on this one. Dick Garmarker and Chuck Mansell. Don Lance and Gene Schwinger. Again, no jokes, please. John Patswald and Jim Springer.
I'm going to go with D.
You're going to go with... No, that's with D already. D. You already got Clyde. So you're saying C, John Patswald and Jim Springer.
No, I'm going with D.
You both are going with D.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not realize that there's no way we could advance the round if you both answer?
That's why I told you at the beginning of the show to ask us each individual questions. And if
you're
we get wrong,
a hard ass.
You go to the next question for Sean. But for some reason, you keep venturing into this thing. And I don't really count that first point because I already got it wrong. But then you went into a multiple choice situation. So we need to understand at the beginning of the show, are we doing multiple choice? Or are we giving one answer?
Are doing multiple
choice. And the other thing is, lastly, is I need your book.
Well, you could buy
whatever book you're reading is the first Bible written in Hebrew at this point. I have no idea what any of these answers are. And I know everything about the Lakers. So you found the most difficult questions ever. You're talking about people, what blood type does Elgin Baylor have? Like that kind of stuff. I'm like, damn, I haven't had one question you've asked that I've known in the last two shows we've done. We're going to have to start studying.
Well, again, the question is, you guys.
I'll pick C. You always pick C when you don't know the answer. Okay. Final answer.
C. So you pick D and you pick C.
Sean picks D. I pick C.
Well, no jokes, Joe. But
it was Schwing.
It was Schwing.
Yeah, that should have been the evidence right there. Once you heard the Schwing.
Schwing indeed. So no points given on that one. 2-1 right now, still in favor of Sean, but it is Joe's turn to go ahead and pick the next category. after complaining quite a bit on it. We still have catchy nicknames, trademark it, and draft day.
I'm going to take catchy nicknames for 1 point, Gerald.
Lakers forward Elgin Baylor was known more for his offense than defense and was often referred to as Ball Out Baylor for his tendency to vacate the lane when opposing forwards drove to the net. True or false?
False.
Absolutely correct. That was pretty softball compared to this. There you go. Absolutely. That one is a little bit easier to answer on that for you. So the score is now tied 2-2 right here. Do you know your Lakers trivia, Sean? So 2-2 because you guys missed one wrong completely. Trademark it and draft day is what we have left on the agenda.
Draft day.
Sorry, I'm muting you time to time because you have a little bit of feedback when I'm bouncing. Okay. I'm bouncing off your mic like a basketball. Oh my gosh. All right. So draft day is the topic for our next question that I have for you guys. Who is the first player ever selected by the Lakers in the NBA entry draft to be their lone selection for a single year?
Oh.
Was it Gail Goodrich in 65, Earl Tatum in 76, David Rivers in 88? Everybody remember David Rivers? Joe Crawford in 2008.
I don't think it was Gail Goodrich because he was a territorial pick. He wasn't the other one. I'm going to go with Tatum.
You're going to go with Tatum. Okay, Earl Tatum in 76. So, Joe, question goes back over to you. Gail Goodrich, David Rivers, or Joe Crawford?
David Rivers.
The answer is, because Search and Destroy looks perplexed right now, David Rivers in 1988. So Joe gets it right. Joe is actually on the board again. He now leads 3-2. One question left. And if Sean gets it right, it does go to sudden death. So we will have another category that I can choose from and another question.
I'd also like to comment that I really want to play poker with Gerald Glassford.
Why is that?
Because your tell cards are very obvious.
Not as telling as you think, my friend.
I'd like you to pitch while I'm at bat because you would tip your pitches.
I'm not sure.
I'm sure. These are the hardest questions I've ever heard from the Laker world. Ever.
Okay. So you say. So trademark.
Just agree with what I'm saying.
So right now it feels like Rocky IV and Joe's if he dies. dies.
Yeah. Come on, bring it.
All right. Well, what I have for you guys, since it looks like L. Rob has just texted in that he is unfortunately coming late, so we're going to have to probably schedule something with him down the road then. Trademark it is the last one I have for you guys for today, unless it goes to sudden death. Then it's my choosing here. This is Joe's category first, so he gets to answer first. In 1957, the Lakers traded star Clyde Lovett to the Rochester Royals. Which famously nicknamed player did they receive in return? Hot Rod Hundley, Hondo Havlicek, Metalark Lemon, or Pistol Pete Maravich?
Hot Rod Hundley.
Is he correct on that one?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Joe, you have just won. Do you know your Lakers trivia? All right. It is Hot Rod Hundley. That one. Search and Destroy says those questions are hard. But yes, it is. Do you know your Lakers trivia? Yeah, compared to the other answers on that one, there's no giving that away. It's just absolutely, if you know that one or you don't, because the fact is Hot Rod Hundley was the only one of those.
That might have been the last two questions might have been the two obvious ones. David Rivers' legacy is known, unfortunately, for being blocked at the end of a last-second shot. That's David Rivers' legacy. And when you're only known for something bad, you tend to remember a lot more things about that player. And it's too bad too, because I always heard growing up that David Rivers was a very nice man.
But, from Notre Dame.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. But Joe is the second winner of
DU. Last time the Fighting Irish won a national title too, 1988, the year he was drafted.
There you go.
Yes, I do know other trivia.
anything you have to say? Unfortunately, Vanna was standing next to you. She'd be giving you the parting gift, the home game of the Do You Know Your Lakers trivia. But any thoughts on this? You got to get back into the game next time around?
Of course. I'm not a punk. I'm not a punk.
All right. You've been very close twice, my friend, to winning Do You Know Your Lakers trivia. So I'm sham
right now, Gerald. I'm not secretariat. I'm sham.
Okay. Mr. DC Fitted, if you are really serious about joining our next episode of Do You Know Your Lakers trivia, because Joe has won this round, please go ahead and hit me up, LakersFastBreak@yahoo.com, if you want to be a part of Do You Know Your Lakers trivia. Once again, we'd love to have as many competitors as we can have on. You're more than welcome to join us. Johnny2K6, Mr. DC Fitted, Zangerstein, anybody that wants to come down and join us. It is LakersFastBreak@yahoo.com. Johnny2K6 says, who is the number one Lakers blogger that's out there? According to the statistics, Johnny2K6, because he is so active out there in Lakers world, it is Laker Tom. And you know, send me an email, LakersFastBreak@yahoo.com. But Sean, before we head on out, any last thoughts on the Lakers? Because Friday still looms. And as the scores right now have it, right now, New Orleans looks like they're going to go ahead and pull away from the Mavericks, tying themselves with the Lakers in the standings. Mm-hmm. So any last thoughts on how it's shaping up before we head on out, my friend?
Gerald, it looks like we're going to be tied with the Pelicans once again, which makes Friday's game very pivotal. Now, in about an hour's time, the ball tips off at Crypto and the Raps are playing the Clippers. So I'll be watching that one probably from start to finish. For right now, I love Stone's analysis. I think the Raptors are in a position where this road trip is not going well, and they're going to have to decide which team in LA they think they can beat. I think they would have a better shot with the Clippers right now, because again, I still think AD and Vanderbilt can take advantage of their front court.
Actually, if the Pelicans win, it's actually a good thing, because that now takes the Mavericks to 33 losses. And now that's another team that you can jump, which they're much higher than the Pelicans, obviously, because we're ahead of them right now by half a game. But this is actually a good thing that the Pelicans are winning, because now the Mavericks come back to 33 losses. We have 34. When we face them, should we beat them? Now we're guaranteeing a game above them as well. So, yeah, this thing's playing out pretty well, as long as the Lakers can win 3 out of 4 every week. That's kind of where I'm standing on that.
And then you have Portland and also OKC getting destroyed on the road for both these teams. So they will fall behind the Lakers by a full game. So that'll be awesome to see those two like going a little bit down further in the standings. But
and by the way, Gerald, a little inauspicious start for Kevin Durant as a Phoenix Sun. You slip and turn your ankle in warmups.
Yep, heard that. Saw that tweet from Shams. Mm-hmm. Joe, any thoughts on that or the Lakers' current situation before we head on out?
You mean you want an answer on the Durant thing?
You always were able to provide one earlier.
Well, that was a little bit more R-rated, though.
Yes, that's true.
Here's the deal. You're soft, all of you. Society and the NBA especially. Suck it. That's my last line on that.
Once again, it's Do You Know Your Lakers trivia? Nobody won a car this time around, but Joe is the winner, and hopefully we can go ahead and set up another round of Do You Know Your Lakers trivia. We can hopefully get L. Rob back into the mix. And if you, okay, well, maybe not like that, Joe.
Showing on my ring finger.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
And my other ring finger.
Yeah. Mr. DC Fitted, you want to go ahead and join us or anybody out there as far as for an episode of Do You Know Your Lakers Trivia? Please go ahead and check us out today that LakersFastBreak at yahoo.com. Send me a message and I will respond back to it. And we'll go ahead and set up the next time these guys go at it in Do You Know Your Lakers Trivia. Hopefully you can get L-Rob back. I know he was a little bit stuck in traffic, so unfortunately he was not able to attend today's show. But for Joe Soro next time around and Sean Grice, looking forward to it. Magic Man, don't forget to catch his show on Fridays at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And Joe, anything special you think we should plan for?
There's some things brewing for Friday in general. I'm still working on it, so stay tuned, guys. This is not a tease, but it is. There's something that I'm planning on, hopefully Friday, and I will let you know probably the day before at the latest.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
No, I am not growing my hair out. No, I am not quitting the Lakers Fast Break. No, I am not going to be a Celtics fan. I am just warning you guys that something might be coming Friday.
Okay. All right. I know you'll always be a Lakers fan. Like Johnny2K6 says, something brewing on Friday, possibly.
Oh, very nice, Magic Man.
In the morning. Yes, very nice very indeed. Very nice. But go ahead and check us out tomorrow. Hopefully we were able, if we have time, if we can schedule it, for a Lakers History 101. I'm going to let the guys pick the topic for Lakers History 101 that they want to go ahead and approach. Hopefully we can do that tomorrow. We can attend classes at Lakers Fast Break University. And then, of course, Friday, you start your morning with Magic Man in the morning. Whatever Joe has planned, and then following it up for playback.tv/LakersFastBreak and Friday night's game. You know, the post game is best right here at the Lakers Fast Break. Huh?
I was just reading your lips.
Okay. Well, you weren't doing a good enough job. But for Joe Soro and Magic Man Sean Grice, it's Gerald Glassford. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Subscribe if you haven't already because you're missing out on all the fun right here. And do you know your Lakers trivia? This guy. Have a great evening.